As I am, so I see things. Oh, how true that is. As I am, so I see things. Whatever kind of person I am is fantastic. It's amazing. We live in a fantastic world filled with most amazing creatures. They use the gerbils. The gerbils, the little creatures, to study hearing in human beings. Can you imagine that? They use little gerbils to study hearing in human beings because it is so like the hearing system that the humans have. How strange. How would they know that the gerbils have a hearing system like the humans have? Well, the scientists listen in their heart. They listen in their being. They say, how is the world constructed? Guide me, they say to themselves. And as they guide themselves, so they see the things. Things are revealed to them. Things are opened up to them in hundreds and thousands of ways because they have allowed themselves to be that way. As I am, so I see things. If I am a creative, wonderful mind that's looking for new avenues of beingness, new avenues of life, as I am awake to the possibilities of the dreams that I have, magic takes place within me. If I am uninhibited in my thinking system, if I'm uninhibited, I just go into the broadness of the scope and the scale of every possible way of thinking about what I am thinking about. What do you mean, thinking about what you're thinking about? Well, when I'm thinking about ideas of life, and I'm thinking about ideas of love, and I'm thinking about ideas of wholeness and perfection, then I am opening my inner consciousness to those very thoughts. I'm thinking about, like the scientists are thinking about the gerbils, I'm thinking about how I could improve the hearing of mankind, how I could take stem cells and how I could use those stem cells and improve the hearing that mankind has, how I could do that. How can I do that? How can I be aware of this? How can I know this? Well, think. As I think, I open my mind. As I open my mind, great ideas flood forth and great ideas come to me, and I am aware of all of these ideas and how I can use them. And it's exciting. Oh, it is so very exciting. I tell people, if you want to write a book, sit down and start writing. And as you sit down and start writing, oh, at first you may not have any ideas. At first you may not have any real great things to write about. But as you just keep on writing, keep on pumping and priming your mind, ideas will come. And pretty soon you will have written two or three pages, maybe a dozen, and all of a sudden an idea will strike you. And you stay in the flow. You just stay right there in the flow. And as you're in the flow, the idea comes to you. And then its fulfillment comes to you. And its embodiment comes to you. And you just continue as though you're on a highway going somewhere. And where you're going is to the conclusion of that idea. You're going to the conclusion of that thought, that dream, that way. As I am, so I see things. So I'm on the way. I'm on the way. I'm writing. And the first couple of pages, maybe the first dozen pages, I throw away. I do not look at them with any attention at all, because what I wrote was something that was starting it, something that was getting me going. It was not my idea, really. It was not where I was going, because I had no vague idea even of where I was going. But I wrote, and I wrote, and I wrote. And as I wrote, beautiful thoughts begin to flow forth in me. And they begin to flow forth in a pattern and a construction that would make for a beautiful article or a beautiful book or a beautiful report for me. I know that as I am, so I see things. And as I am in the act of writing, if I'm in the act of letting ideas flow in my consciousness and letting them be revealed to me, so I am. So I see things. And I see them all so clear. I see them all so beautiful. I see them all so rewarding. I see them all so fantastic. And I see them, and it makes me feel just so great. It makes me feel just so fantastic, because that is who I am. That is who I am. And that is who all are. As I am, so I see things. As I let ideas flow in my mind, so the results of those ideas are exactly what I want to know, exactly what I want to have, exactly what I want to be. And that's what I am. All of life wants to flow. It wants to flow and flow and flow. An artist who is in the middle of his creation, he does not get tired. He is not hungry. He does not have to go to the bathroom. He does not have to divert himself from his activity, from what he is working on. His whole attention is placed upon whatever it is that he is. And so, as I am, so I see things. As the artist is, so the artist sees things. The artist is always flowing with his ideas, always flowing with his imagination, always flowing with what it is. The scientist is the same way. The scientists are always flowing with new concepts of things. Oh, they have read this and they've read that and they've got a little inkling of this. And then all of a sudden, hey, let's try that. Let's think of this idea. Let's think of this proposal. Let's think how this could be useful, how this could be beneficial to all humanity, how this could be something so fantastic that the world would just be amazed and delighted and thrilled with every ounce of its being. Yes, why not? Why not? And then you let it happen. Then you let it go. Then you let it be revealed to yourself. But as you let it be revealed to yourself, nowhere along the line do you say, it's too good to be true, it's impossible. There's no way I can work this out. There's no answer to this. This is a circumstance without an answer. It's a problem without an answer. How do I fulfill it? How do I go into it? And then you let go. You let go and you let a sort of inner wisdom that you know is there, you let it come out. And that inner wisdom reveals itself to you and says to you, this is all that is good and beautiful. This is all that is wonderful. This is all that is fantastic. This is reality. As I am, so I see things. The scientists are seeing wonderful things with stem cells. Only 10 years ago, it was thought to be very strange indeed. But now they're using it as a common thing. People are thinking in the area of dreams. They're thinking in the areas of imagination. They're thinking in the areas of wisdom. And all is revealed in a perfect, wonderful piece. But it's revealed only because the scientist decided that he was going to listen and follow it, and dream it, and know it. And as he follows it, listens to it, dreams it, and knows it, it fulfills itself in every wonderful, blessed way in his life. As I am, so I see things. How are you? How are you? How do you see things? How does your life reveal itself to you in its wonderful pattern? How? Well, the way that it does that is when you let go and you let the divine flow through your inner reality, flow through your inner self. As I am, so I see things. As I am, so I see things. As I am, so I see things. And I see things wonderful and beautiful, right now, in every area of my thought.